Let's turn to the Vision Home Loans Newsline now. We're joined by Tom Strand, the president of the Colorado Springs City Council. Tom, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News.
You're welcome. Happy New Year to everybody, even though we're almost a third of the way through January.
Absolutely. One big question, one of the first big issues really facing the council is getting the council back to the full membership. We know there is the ongoing debate over the replacement for Richard Scorman's seat in District 3. Where are we at with that process right now?
Yeah, real quickly, we're sad to see Richard leave. His resignation from council was effective 31 December. We started the process right after Thanksgiving when he kind of publicly notified everybody. And then on the 13th of December, we entertained seven finalists from 25 people that live in District 3 that applied for this job. And then this week on Monday, we entertained a motion for the person, Ms. Fortune, who was, in fact, received the most votes, at least initially, going forward. And on Monday, we probably spent about 2 hours talking to the public and the council members. After the motion was made, it failed on a 4-4 vote. Whenever you have a motion for an ordinance or for a resolution, you must, in fact, have the majority of council vote for it. So we're having a meeting this Friday, the 14th, to entertain additional motions. We'll look at any of the finalists that we interviewed on the on December 14th if council members want, in fact, to nominate them and make a motion on their behalf. We will again have a public session. The meeting starts at 1 o'clock this Friday in City Hall in Chambers, and the public can make comments about any of these finalists before we go forward. So We do have a requirement under the charter, and the charter is our constitution for our city to, in fact, replace Richard by the end of January.
Yeah, and Tom, we know the front-runner status for Ms. Fortune was announced back in December. Is there a new front-runner out of those current members that were interviewed, or is that something that we're just going to see what comes out during that special meeting on Friday?
Well, you know, out of the seven that we interviewed, Ms. Brandy Williams has withdrawn her name. I can only say that the names that I'm seeing from social media that are popping up, the three names that are seem to be the most popular, at least with the people, not only in District 3, but throughout the city, are Terry Martinez, Sally Clark, and Toby Gannett. Those are the three names that seem to be keep coming up. I don't know who council members might move to go forward for a vote. But again, anyone that we interviewed on the 14th, potentially could be nominated.
Okay. Well, Councilman, let's talk now a little bit about an issue that has just recently popped up. Apparently, there is a move or a discussion about expanding the sit-lie ordinance, which currently affects parts of downtown as well as Old Colorado City, and to expand it to include more parts of the city. Are you in favor of that? And why do you think, if so, it would be necessary?
Well, I just came on council in 2015 when this came to the forefront, this whole issue, and we passed this ordinance in 2016 when I was on council, obviously, and it was done for safety reasons. We were having all kinds of problems at that time with bicyclists and pedestrians that were tripping and falling over people that were sitting and lying in the main commercial areas of downtown and the commercial areas of Old Colorado City. So we passed that ordinance for safety reasons. And now with scooters, in addition to bicycles and people, whether it's locals or whether it's visitors, this is a safety issue. And our downtown area has expanded in the last 5 years. And so it's expanded to the south with a lot more restaurants and businesses and hotels in the downtown south area, as well as toward Colorado College. You know, with the hockey arena down there. So, I think this is the right thing to do. Commander Cook briefed us this week. He is the commander for the area down here in Gold I'm trying to think of their thing off here.
Gold Hill.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gold Hill. He's the commander. He briefed us. He showed us a series of slides which showed, you know, how many incidents they've had of people that were sitting and lying in these areas that are currently not covered, and therefore, so we've got data. We're not just doing this because we want to. There's more stores or restaurants, but we have data of people that are in fact, you know, sitting and lying on our sidewalks and in our areas where we have a lot of pedestrian traffic. So, I think this is the right thing to do. I'd like to listen to more information. I can understand people that have concerns about this expanding, you know, too far. But I, in fact, think this is the right thing to do, and I look forward to the ordinance coming to the attention of council.
Right, right. It could result in more exposure when it comes to the ACLU looking at it closer as well. Council President...
Yeah, our lawyers, by the way, have studied this under the First Amendment carefully to make sure that it will, in fact, be sustained should the ACLU or anyone feel that they want to file a lawsuit.
All right. Interesting. Council President, who's also an at-large representative for the City of Colorado Springs City Council, Tom Strand, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning.
You're welcome. Have a great Wednesday.